Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And I said that this week was going to be a little bit sort of garagey, didn't I?
You did.
I'm not letting you down. Here we go. First track up, this is De Keef Men. That was De Keef Men, Tony, and a track called Wrong Kind of Place. What do you think of that?
It's very nice. It's garagey.
It is, but it's also, it's got a real sort of 60s feel to it, like it was inspired by Rolling Stones or the Kinks or something. Like it a lot. That's new out now via Dirty Water Records. What I want to know is, what is De Keef Men's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/De Keef Men.
It is indeed, and De Keef Men is spelled DEKEEFMEN. And, I feel like I'm saying this at the start of each week now, but we are continuing to list bands' MySpace pages because they've become sort of portals, haven't they, for bands, and they're the best way for you to hit band in the first place, hear their music, and then go and find out where they're doing their social networking off the back of it as a rule. So that's why. Yeah. I hope that makes sense. You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job of the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I've got a poetry corner for you now.
Cool.
Yeah. This came through from an anonymous listener.
Oh.
Not through the classic channels. If you do have a poem for us, do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Poetry Corner. This week didn't happen like that, but I saw it and I liked it so much. I'm not going any further than it was a Facebook friend who is somehow connected with this show.
Okay, right. Yeah, got you.
Yeah, anyway, check this out. This is, here goes, it's called I'm a Little Unicorn. I'm a little unicorn, a-trotting through the wood. I love my woodland creature chums, the way a best friend should. Hello, rabbits, hello, birds, hello, honeybees. Oh, balls, I kebabbed a squirrel again. Always happens when I sneeze. I also had an interesting conversation with someone about unicorns this week as to why they might have died out. And the theory I've got is that they use their horns as bongs.
Nice.
And they would take their bong off, the horn off, use it as a bong, get stoned and not make it out the woods. It's the only theory I've got. Now, I also have some comedy suburbs left over from last week for you. I've had more in. If you have a joke you'd like us to read out, do email paulieb at punkyradio.com. Title your email, comedy suburbs. This one came to me from Chunk. He said, I've got a good one for you. You might have heard it, but oh well. A woman brings 8-year-old Johnny home and tells his mother that he was caught playing docs and nurses with Mary, her 8-year-old daughter. Johnny's mother says, let's not be too harsh on them. They're bound to be curious about sex at that age. Curious about sex, replies Mary's mother. He's taking a fucking appendix out. Like it. Now, I've got one more for you here. I'm going to read all of this out. He goes, now then, Paul and Tony, you pair of whacker spackers. Nice. I've got a double whammy for you. Question. What do Rubik's Cube and a penis have in common? Answer. The longer you play with them, the harder they get. And what's the difference between love and herpes?
Dinner.
Love doesn't last forever. Thanks very much, Green Dave. He's also, there's a massive PS on here. He says, PS, I'm listening to your Dick Guru, None of Your Fucking Business CD. Absolutely fucking brilliant, None of Your Fucking Business, which I got after hearing you guys play I Saw Your Dad in a Porno. So great job on helping to unite fans and bands across the lands. That was part of, the three. What we had the other week.
I can't remember. Trying to remember.
I'm already confused. It's absolutely brilliant. Anyway, and thank you very much, Green Dave, for backing up our theory that we do indeed unite fans and bands across the land. Here's a band, mate, from Brighton and London, I would say. Who's up next? We haven't played anything by them for a while. We played quite a lot off their last album. It's a new track by the Derellas. Now, I had a listen through to this. This is out now, I think. I'll ask you, what's their MySpace page? Let's do that first. What's their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ The Derellas?
No, it's not. It's MySpace.com/ The Derellas 1. That's the number 1. Derellas 1. And this track, I'm telling you, man, when I first heard it, I thought, I don't know about this, because it's glam rock. It's okay. Not only glam rock, it does sound like Gary Glitter.
Right.
Now, the thing is that even though Gary Glitter did some great music, we obviously, no one's really comfortable about playing his stuff now, are they? Because of what it turned out the man was. So then I was thinking, well, is it all right if someone pretty much impersonates Gary Glitter for a song? And I thought, well, yeah, it is, isn't it? Because it's the style of music, it's not the man. So
yeah,
I thought,
impersonating music,
not the man. And it's a great song, but you'll see what I mean when you hear it. Anyway, this is Stick It to the Man.
Just gonna kick your ass. You did that's gonna
You're listening to Dizorro's underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
They are our latest new bed, by the way. And as you know, we played a couple of tracks of theirs last week, and now we've got them on as a bed. I'm really, really excited about this album that's out now. I think it's just called Future, I think. You'll find out more about Dizorro's that we're playing on these right now via Voodoo Rhythm Records. Go there and you'll find out all about them. And that track, Tony, that does sound like Gary Glitter. And I like it. I don't know how I'm supposed to feel about it. I just like it. I don't know. I felt a bit dirty listening to it, but they probably want me to do that anyway, so yeah. It's fine. Now then, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
Nice.
Thanks for your Facebook comments. Don't forget, if you're on Facebook, please do leave us a comment. Simply go to facebook.com/punkyradio. See our
word.
Yes, there you go. Like our page, leave us a comment on our wall. It will all be read out. Thank you very much. Alternatively, if you are the Google Plus persuasion, then go to g+.2/punkyradio and do the same.
Add I'm still getting circle. People adding me on Google Plus, by the way.
All right.
It is no sort of slowly building up, so we'll see what happens there this year.
Well, we're there if it goes somewhere. But for now, Facebook, we've had two comments this week, and first one in response to the news show from last week. Thelma has been in touch saying a new punky is always good news. That's of course from Twilight and Thebes.
Of course. And that's it. She didn't say which song she likes or anything.
Nah, just the whole show, which is fine.
Yeah, there's an outside chance I might be seeing Twilight and Thebes in Edinburgh this summer.
Oh really?
Yeah. They said they were thinking of coming to the Edinburgh Festival. I said, well, I strongly recommend it.
Cool.
Wear something skimpy. And Thieves, if you're listening, do please wear something under that kilt of yours.
Nice.
Yeah.
And finally, Aubrey Hansen has been in touch saying Punky is the best dad ever. Thank you very much, Aubrey. Thanks for the twat from last week.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Orbs. Orbs.
Orbs.
Hey, I don't reckon anybody wants that nickname, does he?
No.
Right, Orbs. That could be misconstrued. Yes, thank you very much for your Facebook comments. Do keep them coming in.
That's it.
I'm so excited about this song. I'm just going to let you hear it, and then I'm going to tell you all about it afterwards. Oh, excited!
Yeah.
Tuna Town?
That, Tony, was Limousine.
Nice.
And the last track off their new album. The track's called Hotel TV Swimming Pool. And the reason I played it, well, obviously one of the reasons I played it is it's brilliant, but the other reason that I played it is that they sent me this this last week two copies of a lyric book fanzine they've put together for the album. They've only made 50, and they've sent us two. One's for Punky Radio to keep to go alongside the album. Thank you very much. And one is going with the other album that we've got as part of our fabulous Easter competition.
Cool.
Which is just turning out to be, it's going to be brilliant. The prizes in this thing, it should be one prize. It's going to be a fantastic competition. And it now includes the Limousine CD and limited edition to 50 lyric book for the album as well. And I'm so thankful to them for sending it through. Thank you so much, Limo Dean. We're going to catch up with each other at some point, I'm sure. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Limousine's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Limousine.
How are you spelling Limousine?
Limozine.
Indeed, if you're in the US, it is, of course, at Limozine, but then you don't talk properly. No. That makes it Tony too, probably be the internet one. You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. I have got the TV on silent in the background, and in the last 2020 match, England v Pakistan, England have won it on the last ball. Brilliant. Did you do anything last week?
We had the first band practice, the first alcohol practice on Thursday night.
And has there been a change of direction?
No, it's slower. We definitely need more practices. We're quite rusty. And Mario's a bit slower than Corey used to be, so we're gonna. It's gonna take some time.
But he was a pocket dynamo, wasn't he? These double pedals going on. You had no chance.
Exactly. Well, we'll keep trying and see how good. It was good fun, and so obviously it was Mario's birthday as well. So we went for Corey and didn't have a corner. So get in.
You didn't have a corner.
I didn't.
That was my challenge to him.
Yeah. Had a booner. Which is not the greatest, but it was lovely. It was so nice and good to see everyone.
Well, yeah, but it's a step up from a corner in my opinion.
Thank you very much.
I just think corners are rubbish.
They're quite sweet. It's like a cake. Sweet. And I do like cake.
Oh yeah, that's a point, yeah. They're like pudding.
Yeah. There's no heat there or anything and no real taste.
Yeah.
And apart from that, went away the weekend, went to just stayed at a hotel in where did we go? Near Oxfordshire. Went to the took Steph shopping to Bicester, is it? Bicester?
Bicester. Bicester. Are you American? Hey, the way to Bicester.
And Bicester. Stayed in Spa Hotel, then went to Leamington Spa for the day on Sunday, and then
why did you go to Bicester?
There's some kind of retail outlet.
Okay.
It's like a shopping thing. It's like one of those shopping villages. I just took Steph there.
Because you do sort of need a reason to go to Bicester.
Did you go
to Buckingham? Did you go to Buckingham while you were there?
No. Went to the shopping place and then went to just down the road to Tame, is it? To Tame?
Yeah, Tame, yeah.
Tame. Went there for the hotel and then on the way back stopped at Leamington Spa.
Oh, cool. And Tame has a claim to fame.
Does it? What's that?
Yeah. It's got the street with the most pubs on it in a row. In the country, I think.
Alright.
Tame. But because basically Tame is one long street with pubs on it.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Yeah. I think that's true. I think I'm right there.
Okay. Well, that would make sense.
Yeah. Cool. Oh, well, fair enough. You had an interesting one.
I did something, Yourself?
I had a mad weekend.
Okay.
Mad. I went to Cardiff on Friday night to do Jonglers, and I had a bitch of a gig. Like, the room holds 400 people. There were 80 there. 79 of them were blokes.
Oh,
there was one girl. Right. Oh, it was horrible. I had a terrible time. I only did half my set. I went, I can't handle this.
Really?
Yeah, I said, this is too much. They weren't bad as in shouting and heckling. They just weren't happy that there were no women there. And just made it a really, really tough show. And I did the worst out of everyone, which is more embarrassing. And so I'm sat in the dressing room going, oh, this isn't good. I'm going to get in trouble here for doing this. And the bloke who ran the gig came in. He said, don't worry about it, mate. I just want to get this show over with. I'm really, really sorry about the crowd. I went, oh, no, it's all right. It's not anyone's fault. He goes, here, I hope this makes up for it. Rather than saying he went out of order, he was apologising. I hope this makes up for it. I went, sure. And he handed me some drinks vouchers. Guess how many?
10.
35.
Bloody hell.
I couldn't decide whether he just wanted me to drown my sorrows or whether he actually wanted to kill me with booze, so I never came back. That was Friday. Saturday, I drove all the way to Falmouth, where I starred, I say starred, where I had a part in this student film, and they'd only got in touch with me a couple of days before. So, we see you down this way. Do you want to come and do this film? We don't really know how to tell you that, how to ask you this. I was sort of, why not? I said, well, it's this film where it's about this girl who eats so many carrots, she turns orange. I went, yeah. They said, well, we're all sort of 18, 19, 20 years old, and we need someone to play a dad, and we don't know anyone old with a beard.
Nice.
I went, oh, thanks very much. So I played an old man with a... I'm typecast. I played an old man with a beard in this film. I'll stick it up on YouTube when I get it. It'll be funny. It's only a 5-minute film.
I
didn't have to do very much in it, but it was. I think it'll be all right. This film. I think it'll be quite funny. It's kind of, I don't know how it's going to turn out because I was only there to film my bits. So my bits basically involved me lifting up a sack of carrots and going, "Hello, there's some missing." and then me being sat at dinner going, have a carrot.
Nice.
About it. But I think it'd be quite funny. And then on Sunday night, I did a gig in Truro, stayed in a brilliant hotel, which they paid for. But it's sort of B&B prices, but it's a manor house. Ooh. Actually, Tony, if you are ever down that way, it'd be a brilliant place to stay. Steph would love it. It's got... He's in his own sort of big sort of park grounds, and it's it was a folly built in the 19th century, but as a sort of, it's got like a great hall and an abbey feel to it, and it's called the Alverton, I think, the Alverton Hotel. But yeah, check it out. It's one of these places where there's extra attention to detail. And like, I had a little teddy bear on my bed when I went in.
No.
Yeah, soon kicked him off it. Yeah, fantastic. And I had a brilliant gig at a bar called Zafiro's. And if you are ever down Truro way, do check out Zafiro's. Had a great time, met a lot of brilliant new friends, had a really, really good laugh. And then I drove home this morning, 5 hours, lovely.
Nice.
And that was my week.
That was quite mad.
It was really, really quite mad. So different things will come of this week, basically. Right, I better go on with the next song, hadn't I? Now, we're playing two tracks in a row here, as we do in the middle of the show. Listen out for a band called Introducers, who I'll tell you about after you've heard this. Right now is a band called Ochmonix, who are from Kalamazoo, which is in Michigan, I think. And I might have played this track before. I'm going to call this From the Vaults. I'm pretty sure I've played this track before. It came from a Slovenly Records compilation. It came out in 2010, and I wanted to give this show a really, really garagey feel. Both of these two tracks really do rock. What I want to know is, what is Ochmonix MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Ochmonix.
It is, and Ochmonix is spelled OKMONIKS. Tony 3, pointing with Instep 1. This is brilliant. This is On My Own.
I'm not afraid of the dark.
listening to Surfing Caramba underneath us. Thanks for doing such a job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called Introducers and a track called Wicked. As I understand it, Introducers aren't going anymore, but they've still got a MySpace page explaining everything. What is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Introducers.
It is. It is indeed. Tony 4, Paul of the Internet 1. This is turning into a bit of a thrashing. I think you'll agree both those songs in a row. They complement each other. They're going really well together. I know that means the same thing. And I think they're both brilliant. Now, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That must mean it's time for Tony's International Gig Guide. 12 bar, I suspect.
Yes, it is. Yep, 12 bar club, still on Denmark Street in London. Nothing on Sunday, according to the gig guide, so I'm going to do Thursday to Saturday. To break March in, because it is March this week. Thursday, 1st of March, Good Weather Girl, Akua 2, and special guests, Akua, A-K-U-A-T-U. And special guests on a Thursday night. How much do you think that is?
£6. Nice.
Friday night, 2nd of March, The Blueberries, Patar, The Dirt Diggers, The Likes of You, and the Emma Wilson Band. Oh, and Edgy. It's Enterprise night. That might be Enterprise Studios, I suspect.
I should think so.
How much do you think it is?
£6.
It is.
Nice.
On a Saturday night, 3rd of March, Tirade, Honour Your Pain, The Cat, and more acts to be announced. So Ruction Records night might be quite heavy.
That'll be heavy.
How much do you think that is?
You have to honour your cat.
How much then?
£6.
It is?
Yes!
Wow.
It's the big, punky 666 coming there nicely. So is that it?
That is it.
That concludes Tony's International Gig Guide. 12 bar. And I know we go on about the same venue every week, because no one else sends anything in.
Nope.
If you'd like us to advertise your gig, just get in touch with Tony.
TonyPunkyRadio.com.
Exactly. Now, here's someone who got in touch with me, and I'm very, very pleased about it. You might remember the other week we played a band called Duckworth, which featured a member of the Emos, who used to play on the show quite a lot, and they were big friends of the show. I think it was Ant, wasn't it? We've only gone and had an email from Cotty out of the Emos saying, actually, you played his new band, will you play my one? Or, yeah. So we've got another band made from a phoenix risen from the Emo's ashes. And by the way, the Emo's weren't emo, just so you're sure.
No.
Band called A Victory at Sea. What's their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Victory at Sea.
It's facebook.com/A Victory at Sea. I'm having it.
Okay. Yeah,
poorly being Internet 2, Tony 4. We won't be mistaken. You're listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Now, I don't know whether you've noticed, but Duckworth were fairly sort of pop punk, and Victory at Sea are lighter than the Emos were as well. It's a bit unusual, isn't it, for bands? When people form bands out of the back of a band, I've always, they tend to, sort of their own path tends to be a little bit heavier, doesn't it? A little bit. It's like the first band's the most accessible one, and then they go off and do their own thing. But actually, the Emos were a sort of hardcore band, weren't they? Thrash hardcore sort of deal, punk, styly. Both of these a bit lighter. Interesting. Did you do any... have you got anything planned this week?
No, we're back on the house thing this week. Got a school guy, some quotes tomorrow, electrician and builder. We're just trying to get started, really. Just struggling to find people to do things.
Yeah.
Everyone's busy.
They just don't want to work, do they?
No.
Well, I don't know what I'm doing this week. I think I'm going to be at Jongleurs in Glasgow.
Okay.
But it hasn't been confirmed. And it's a bit late for me to be getting a plane up there, so it's like I'm going to be driving. I imagine they'll confirm on Wednesday, half past six, and then I'll go on Thursday, because I don't want to do it in one go on Friday. So that's about it. I think I'm doing Jongleurs in Glasgow this weekend. Other than that, I've got no real plans other than sort of doing bits and bobs, same as you, really. Oh, I won't be getting quotes off Sparkies, but that's about it. So, to make up for it in this section, I've only got a couple more jokes for you.
Okay, cool.
In comedy suburbs, these came through from Glombongo Glombongo, pissed off in the Congo. He's had a bit of an ongoing thing with us about him and his girlfriend, you might have noticed. Various jokes down the last few weeks. He said this week, he said, "Well, Paul, I made my girlfriend's dreams come true and married her in a castle. Although you wouldn't have thought it from the look on her miserable face as we were bouncing around." And then he comes to me again. He said, "Oh no, I've managed to..." actually, that's a lie. I've managed to copy the same joke twice. There's another one as well, which I'll have to do in the next bit.
Okay.
Because I'll have to get it off the net in a minute. But yeah, he has sent us two. There's a second part to that joke, basically. And I've been stupid enough not to get the right one. But, you know, proving this is a live recording, I'm not going to look too smart now and pretend that we've sorted this out in post. So yeah, I'll get that in the next bit. I'll get on the next song then.
Okay.
Oh fuck it, this is the Exciters.
Blowing hard, you're a knee. Ain't no, I'm not even.
That was The Exciters, Tony.
Cool.
A track called Paint Me, which again, you know, it's got a garage feel to it, but it's a little bit slower. It's quite sort of bluesy. It's just old fashioned feel to it. They're also on Dirty Water Records, and their album is out right now via that. What is The Exciters' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheExciters.
It is, and the's got an extra E in it, so it's TheExciters. Tony Five pulling the internet too. A thrashing this week, my friend. A thrashing. I found that joke.
Okay.
Right. So here you go. So this is part two of Glumbongo's joke for the week. He said, I was watching the news about that stricken cruise ship. And the newsreader said, she's lying on her side with a gash the size of a tennis court. I just happened to glance at the girlfriend. Now it's all kicked off. Yeah, if you have any jokes for us, maybe you'd like to even things up. Maybe you've got some jokes that aren't sexist about women, maybe sex about men. We'll go for that. If you get it in next week's show, paulieb@punkyradio.com. Type your email, comedy suburbs. Now, you're listening to the Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
Thank you very much. That's okay.
Have you got a twat?
I do. Thanks.
Ooh,
for
your...
I know. This is the third week in a row, I think, now. I'm getting a nosebleed.
It's a triple twat.
Thank you for your twats. If you do have more, please do email me. Don't forget, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason.
We want
simple.
To surf on a tsunami of twat, don't
surf
we?
Surf on a tsunami of twat 2012.
Oh, yeah.
And Ludwig von Drakenberg III has been in touch again.
I like him.
Yeah, he says, Goopa Goopa. For Christmas, I gave my wife a 4G iPod Touch. She was deliriously happy. Unfortunately, after only 3 days, she accidentally dropped it and the screen shattered. I got several quotes from shops that could, at a cost ranging from 50 to 25% of the full price, fix it. I left it with a small deposit at a place that said they would have it ready overnight. Then, next week, and after a month of postponing the delivery, they disappeared, leaving me in the lurch. So for taking my iPod and my money and vanishing, technology world from Curetero is a twat.
Well, from where?
Curetero. Q-U-E-R-E-T-A-R-O. Curetero.
Q-U-E-R-E-T-A-R-O. I've got no idea how... I've got no idea how to say that either. Curetero.
Curetero, yeah.
Oh. Maybe. That's a good... We don't know where that is, then. I take
no
it.
Idea.
Sounds like it's in America somewhere. Why don't you Google it now while we're talking? Can you Google quickly?
I could do.
You could Google quickly, couldn't you? Yeah. Well, while you're Googling quickly, I'll just say about the next track, and then we'll do the is a twat, and then we'll play the track. Because the next track is... This is from the vaults as well. I've revisited the Planet Smashers, Tony. What a great band they are. And I thought, let's completely change the mood of this show. It has been fairly garagey all the way through. Let's have some good, light pop ska. Brilliant band, the Planet Smashers. We both saw them, didn't we?
Yeah, at the Junction 7.
Is that shut now, Dungeon 7?
Yeah, it's opened a couple of times since then, but it's still right. Shut. It's a band corner from my place.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. You can
pass it every day.
Yeah, spitting distance from you. Great album. The album's called Mighty. Great. 18 fantastic tracks on it. This being one of them. Just check them out. Tony, what is the Planet Smashers website?
PlanetSmashers.net?
It is!
Is it?
Yeah, well remembered. Oh, I'm gutted. Tony Six, Paulie B on the internet too. So, have you found out where this place is?
It's in Mexico. It's near New Mexico, near Mexico City in central Mexico.
Wow. I think that's a Mexican first, isn't it?
I think it is. So, should we do the twat?
Yes, we should. Ludwig, thank you.
Yeah. So technology world from...
Hold on a minute. Let's say it is a twat. In a Mexican style.
Okay.
Alright, I know you'll probably sound like a pirate, but...
Probably. Yeah. So, technology world from Curetero.
No, you have to say Curetero, Mexico.
Of course,
thing.
Yeah. So, technology world from Curetero, Mexico.
Is a twat! That was brilliant. This is Girl in the Front Row. That's a great track, Tony, but it's been dwarfed by the greatness of your twahita. That was terrific. Girl in the Front Row is a great song. That is the best is a track we've done this year. I can't wait. I know I don't sound silly to say I want to listen to my own show, but I can't wait to hear that back. I think that's going to be really, really funny. There's several ways to listen to this show, of course. Some of the most significant are to listen via one of the internet radio stations that we're on, which are, Tony?
They are hussieskunk.com, hussieskunk.com, one, 3 times a week. Again, we'll win on other great music. We're on the internet's Talk Superstation, which is talksuperstation.com, on Friday nights. And we're on other shows, a bit different, but try it out. And Padunk, padunkradio.com, PODUNKradio.com. We're on Monday afternoons at 4 p.m. Central Time. Again, we're on other great shows and music, all free to listen to. Check them out.
And the Hussy Skunk Station, I know for a fact, is listened to online on a regular basis by our friends Helen and Aidy.
Ah, cool.
Who reside in the south of France. So we have united fans and internet radio stations across the land.
Nice.
Brilliant. Do check out those internet stations. If you listen to one like now, this might sound a bit weird, but do check those stations out. They're really, really good, and we're very, very proud to be on them. One last thing, could you just mention iTunes?
Yep, please do use iTunes. It takes but a moment and it's free. Helps us out massively, so do that. Go to punkyradio.com. On the left, iTunes link. hit that, it will open up the music store page where you can review us. You need to log in to an account, log in, reviewers, 5 stars only. I will read them out. If you're not in the UK or US, email me your review, tony@punkyourager.com, and we'll feature it on the show.
Thank you very much, my friend. It's possible one or two of you might see me at Glasgow Jonglers this week, but I don't know for definite yet. Maybe you check out the Jonglers website, jonglers.com. You might find out more. That's about it. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poo.